fascinating, University of British Columbia in Canada. Special event tonight. We have with us live in studio a Vancouver rock and roll group, rock and roll fellows, standing here in the studio ready to play a very lovely set. I'm sure they go by the name of Co-op, C-O-O-P, Co-op, not Coop, Co-op. And I'm just going to turn it over to them now and stop rambling. Enjoy. This is Co-op Live in Studio here on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm gonna get run. Thank you. Thank you.
That was Co-op live in studio here at CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned. The guys from the band are going to swing over. We're going to have a wonderful chat and play some songs. All right. Stay tuned. Co-op in studio on the other side of these messages.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit. In terms of diapering of babies.
But please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you.
lo-fi, pseudo, I don't know, what do you call it? They're just playing with the guitar, acting like they don't know what they're doing, but doing it intentionally at the end of that track to fade out. That was Puzzle Head from their new tape, Fred's Man Cave, a song called Domino. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories here at UBC. And if you've been tuned in for the last half hour or so, then you would have heard a live rock band in studio. They're called Co-op. They're from Vancouver. And I'm joined in the booth by the band now. How's everybody doing? How's everyone feeling?
Well, a little hungry. Probably
a little hungry.
Eaten before we came here, but we're in a rush.
Yeah. Do you want to quickly go in a circle and introduce yourselves?
I'm Evan. I'm the lead guitarist. I'm the only guitarist, and I sing.
My name is Liam. I play bass.
My name's Stefan, and I'm the drummer.
Great. So, how did you feel about that set? It's an odd place to play.
Yeah, I said when we started, or just before we started, I said it was like playing in a food court.
It is.
And
no,
it sort
totally
of basically is a food court because there's
it's
all places
here.
But other than that, it was very cool. I used to go here, and I didn't get to spend much time in this new building because it was like brand new when I left. So it's very shiny.
Too bad it wasn't a high school, and then it's like a movie where you return to your high school and you're like, look at how cool I am now. instead, it might not be like that so much.
Felt like this would be a good place for a high school movie to be set.
Yeah, totally, it could be. Have like a High School Musical 4.
Yeah.
Here, do a dance sequence.
Perfect, because always like high schools and movies are way better than they are in
reality,
and like fancier and nicer. This would be a great locale to shoot a high school movie.
Totally.
Zac Efron's next big smash.
Yep, exactly. Cool, so tell us about the band Co-op. I just recently discovered who you guys were. We played a show with Puzzlehead. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of weeks ago. When did things get started? We'll go through the generic things real quick.
Sure. Yeah, we started a pretty long time ago. It's kind of been germinating for a while. Me and Liam were playing together. We've been playing together for many years. We used to have a band with our friends Daniel and Brian called Student Teacher when we were pretty young. So we started out like playing shows when we were like 18 or something, and then we stopped that. And Liam had some demos that he was working on for his stuff, and I kind of wanted to play them, and that was the genesis of this band.
Yeah.
But then we just ended up going in a totally different direction and like making up our own new material. So
we've always been writing songs together, so just kind of came out of that, spending time in jam space in the winter. We met Stefan, brought him in.
Yeah, we originally had a different drummer, but she was unavailable, and Liam knew Stefan from, I guess, some like skate friends. We're all skateboarders.
Yeah. I can't
originally
remember exactly, like when we first met, but I remember
you
sent me an email with some demos, and I was like, I was into it. I had time. I thought it was a good vibe.
Yeah, and I'd seen you
similar
play
taste
with your other band.
Oh yeah, shout out to
Warren and Annie.
Oh, yeah.
Scout, right? Is
What's
the name
that?
Of the band? It's called Scout.
No,
you recently changed. Oh.
Well, I mean, we're. We'll
Should
tell
we not
you
use
later.
The old one? Another time.
Yeah,
and I did some. I tried to help them do some recordings, like 4-track stuff in their space, and we just had fun hanging out. And Stefan's a great drummer.
Working the skate circuit, trying to go pro.
Not trying to go pro. That was never in the cards for me. Stefan's pretty good, though. He's got some tricks.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a skate vid? I assume you're going to say vid and not video. When you're talking about
that's the nomenclature. You got to shorten words wherever possible.
Yeah.
Not really. We were never really into like filming when we were younger, except just messing around.
But
I bet you were probably in a video at some point.
Yeah, when I was like, I think 17 to like 19, I was like filming.
Okay.
Skate parts for a vid.
For a vid.
Some friends' vids.
Yeah, when I tried skateboarding in like junior high, did not work out very well. But in my brief delving into the culture to try and watch some videos, they got some great soundtracks.
Yeah,
that's where I discovered Butthole Surfers, for example.
Yeah,
so there's always some good stuff. Do you feel like co-op can fit on a skate video?
Is that a
dream?
Maybe at some point. Probably not a video that's coming out recently. Like, because now that what's cool is definitely not what we're playing. Like, I just saw a new.
I mean, Blink-182 is coming back. So
yeah, I hope we're not that close to Blink-182 as far as our sound. I just saw the new Antisocial video. Antisocial is a great. Legendary, dare I say, skate shop in Vancouver, and the soundtrack was all like, it was like Cocteau Twins and crazy like new R&B club stuff, so
weird.
It's definitely going in a different direction right now.
Alright,
skateboarding is very cutting edge as far as like musical taste.
It's
the new stuff,
very much in like hip hop culture now too, and I feel like there's a bit of a shift in that sense. Anyhow, great. So I was asking for some song requests. So we've got one right now. We'll get to the others later. Try to get one from each of you. Right now from Liam, we got a Brian Eno, John Hassel song. Any nuggets about this song?
No, just been listening to it lately.
Sweet, okay.
Rainy stuff.
Album called Fourth World. Song is called Delta Rain Dream. Brian Eno-esque. So you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are live in studio with Co-op. That is the very creatively titled new track by Francis Bebe or BB?
Bebe, I think.
Bebe. Any bits of info, fun facts to let the people know about Francis Bebe?
I'm not an expert on him, but I just stumbled across this album, or it's a compilation album by him, African Electronic Music on YouTube, and that's the first track, and it just kind of hooked me in. And he's actually a really interesting guy. He was sort of like a poet and political activist, and had sort of a lot of different things going on, a pretty sort of important cultural figure in his home country, I think. So, yeah, worth checking out.
Cool. And before that was Brian Eno and John Hassell, a song called Delta Rain Dream. And those were requests from two of the three members thus far of Co-op, who, if you've been tuned in, played a live set here on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got a couple minutes left. It was a wonderful set. You have a band camp. Quickly, let the people know how they could find your music.
Yeah, we
which actually it could be important with your band because the name is quite general. Yeah. You're not going to be able to search it online.
It's actually a little hard to find us online because of the sort of generic nature of the name. But if you type in the band Co-op and Bandcamp into your Google search bar, then you should probably find it.
You'll get it. Great.
Yeah.
And just the self-titled cassette up there now. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be coming out soon. By Gary Cassettes.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Oh, they're in town. They're in Vancouver now, so we just have to get our hands on them.
Cool. Doing any sort of release show, anything of that nature?
No, we've been trying to set something up at the China Cloud, but we haven't had a lot of success with that.
Shouts out to the
get
China
at us,
Cloud.
China Cloud.
If you're listening.
If you're listening to this show.
If you're listening. Great. Okay. I had something run through my head that I was going to say, and it's slipped. So, Ben is up next with Thunderbird Radio Hell, as usual. No live bands this week, but plenty of wonderful local music. The last of the trio of requests is going to close us out. This is from Stefan, and it's Papa M, a song called Krusty. We were talking about skate videos earlier, and this is what came to your head.
Yeah, it triggered a memory from probably like 7 years ago, just watching skate videos.
Great.
And it's a good song.
Would you be able to describe it? Would you be able to give people a preview? It's a good exercise.
Oh man, there's a really interesting riff, and I was never able to figure out the timing of it. So maybe that can be an interesting tidbit to think about.
Okay.
When digesting the song.
Yeah, all right.
Typical drummer.
But yeah, I don't really know how to describe it.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing.
It sounds like new metal or something. Papa M. And that's the name. Yeah. Krusty. I think it's Papa Roach, probably.
New metal band. Yeah.
Oh man.
It's not.
It's not like that.
Definitely not.
I promise. It's not.
Unless it's the wrong file, but we'll see.
All right, great. Well, thanks so much for coming by. It's a great set. For anybody out there who missed it, it'll be posted on a podcast within the next day or so. So you can look that up on our in studio show page. And go check out Co-op online, and when they get that release show, go see them. It's gonna be great. All right, this is Pop M Krusty. Ben is up next, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Play 5, The Simpsons. George Washington, Play 5.